League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time, a football podcast that takes a closer look at the beautiful game in India. Well, it's the international week and the Indian team is in action first against Cambodia on Wednesday and then the opening game of the AFC Asian Cup qualifiers against Myanmar. All this and more on this episode of Injury Time, guys. And joining me today for this conversation is Arvind.
Hey.
And Sandeep.
Hello.
Guys, two matches for the national team over the course of 2 weeks. What do you think about it? First up, Cambodia.
Well, it's a pretty straightforward thing for them. Cambodia is an easy team to beat. If you remember, last year, many of their players were arrested for fixing.
Right.
So it's a new team and there's no saying what they can do. But the Indian team, however, looks good, even though a couple of people from the 24-man probables are
questionable
and out of form. But still, I think they can do well against Cambodia.
So you had a look into the Cambodian side, a new coach coming in this year and they're coming on the back of a loss to Saudi Arabia, big one that too.
Yeah, I think they lost by 7-1.
Yes.
It was a bad loss, demoralizing one, I suppose. They had a South Korean coach, Lee Tae-hoon, who was there at the time, and he had a meltdown on Facebook because saying that the players are not
pleased too.
Yeah, players are not listening to his instructions and stuff like that. And then soon his contract expired, he left. They've gotten a new Brazilian coach, Luis Fernando Vitorino.
Right.
And this will be his first match, I think. So it's kind of an unknown. He's a Brazilian. The former coach is South Korean. The new one is a Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they want to play and how the style of play is or anything like that. It's going to be a surprise. But one thing is for sure, the main man will be the striker called Chan Watanaka. I think that's how you pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing in the J League and he's a superstar of that team.
Okay. So do you see an easy passage for Indian team in this match?
They should be, yeah, because India is now in early hundreds. This
right.
team is in 170s odd.
Yeah.
So I think it's a straightforward match. But it's a good build up because the focus has to be on the qualifiers. This is just, you know, just to get used to the new team and new team members and stuff like that. So that's good. This is, I think, one of the few times when India has actually gone and done it. Otherwise, they just go and play one match and that's it.
But this time, proper channels, you play a friendly
app
before the big qualifier match. Arvind, looking into the Indian team, the final burn down list, I'm pretty sure you have a bit surprised there.
Yeah, there are a lot of names, people who have been warming up the benches for the last couple of rounds in the I-League. And none of them still from Aizawl, and we never saw them in the 31 team anyway, so I don't think they could have been there in the 23 squad.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the names that have been retained, for example, out of form people like Vineet and Nishukumar, I don't know what they're gonna do. And from the other side, we have a couple of DSK players as well.
Mm-hmm.
So some striker like Daniel Alempua, who has been struggling in front of goal, he's still there. He's still among the 23 people. But still, I feel they're going to start with Robin Singh and JJ anyway.
Yeah, it also seems like Constantine, during the time in Mumbai when the camp was happening, he came and said that he doesn't want to add. The question was why Aizawl players are not included. And he said, I already have my core 11. Last 2 years were, you know, me trying to figure out the team, and I am not going to add anybody unless they add something of value. So it seems like a reasonable thing to say, but if you look at it, what value does Nishu add to the team? I'm pretty sure Nishu won't start. I'm pretty sure Daniel won't start. But if you're looking to mold a squad and you need squad players, what value do they add? And I'm not picking on them. Nishu and Anil probably has a great career. They look talented enough. But at the moment in time, if you wanted a left back, Lal Rotara has been the best in the country. If you wanted a forward, why is Nikhil Pujari not there? He's had better performances than Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Although he plays on the wing, Daniel plays in the center.
Right.
But there are lots of rather obscure names.
Mm-hmm.
And not obscure, rather questionable names. But and one of the funny things, since Naveen is anti-Subrata Paul.
I was about to ask.
I read something that Subrata Bhattacharya, who used to be a former Indian captain and two-time NFL winning coach, he came out and said against Baichung Bhutia that he's trying to bring in his men into the team, although Bhutia has denied it. And apparently Subrata Paul is Bhutia's agent. He's the agent, so maybe there's something there why, as Naveen says, he keeps coming on to the
I still don't
team
understand why Subrata Paul continues to be in the national team. What has he, what does, if you're talking about value addition, what kind of value does he add to Gurpreet Singh or TP Ranish, the two guys who made it to the final side apart from Subrata Paul?
You can argue that he brings experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just it.
No,
you can argue if you want.
Yeah.
But
for a coach who takes pride in telling people that since I came in, I have made around 15 people debut for the Indian side,
mm-hmm.
why does he still want to take some guy who's at the who's over the hill and is almost...
It's time to retire.
Also,
one
funny thing about Cambodians, they'll be coming into the match with a lot of enthusiasm because their pay during the training sessions have been doubled. So those guys are very happy that the money is coming in more. It's not the match, just the training sessions.
Okay.
The money for the training session has been doubled.
Uh-huh.
I think it's from 5 to 10 or something like that. Not a big jump, but
still
doubled.
It's still a jump.
If you compare it to Indian rupee, then their currency is quite less.
Yeah.
having that being said, but how do you see this national team shaping up, the Indian side shaping? Because talking about the core side that Constantine has and the guys he rely on, most of them seem to be out of form this I-League at least.
Yeah, but, national team, maybe he's hoping that everybody rests in Miroslav Klose. And Chetri is obviously going to do
mm-hmm.
his best because we've seen him try his best. Eugene in the last match I saw is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So that is his two main guys.
Mm-hmm.
Anas has been doing well. I think this is the first time proper call-up for him.
Right.
So he's deservedly
mm-hmm.
got the call-up. And Arnab Mandal, I don't know if he'll play. Sandesh Jingan is there.
Yeah.
So
Pritam Kotal is also doing
well. He's been doing very well. I think this is his first call-up as well.
Yeah, good. No,
no,
as in a SAF Cup.
Okay, okay.
He played
the
SAF.
So,
yes. But Sandesh, do you see Sandesh playing out of position as a fullback? Because given that you have someone like Anas and Arnab on the side?
No, I think Sandesh will play centre-back itself.
Arnab will be
dropped, I feel.
Okay.
Seems a fair deal to me also.
And up front, you see Robin coming back into
yeah.
the playing level?
Yeah,
yes.
definitely.
A guy Constantine highly rates.
Yeah, Constantine. Yeah,
highly loves. Yes.
I know very well. But yeah, he will come back. And to be fair to Robin, he's had a few good performances on his back. So
yeah, he deserves to come back.
See, one other guy in this core side that seems to be a bit questionable is Jackie Chan Singh, because he hasn't started a game for East Bengal this season.
I don't think he'll start. He can't come before Nazari. That's just not possible. So I don't
but
think he's going to.
But then again,
start.
With the national team, you don't know what happens.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think he can come. Nazari has been in very good form.
Right.
He scored a double in the last match, so he's
that final thrashing of the
yeah.
FC.
So obviously he's going to start, or at least be much ahead of almost all wingers, I suppose.
Probably yes.
Unless Vinit starts for some reason.
I
but
don't say that.
He's more good coming off the bench, don't you think so?
Because
given
his one move is he's like Michael Owen, he's just quick.
Yeah.
And there is nothing more to it. So when you get the defenders who are tired, obviously you'll do better.
Mm-hmm.
So for that he needs to be fresh. He can't run in the first half. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So that about Constantine and his senior team, but during that training session, the camp which was held in Bombay, in one of the interactions, Constantine came out and said that he expects even the age group sides to be under his supervision.
Not expects, he wants.
He wants. He wants the age group sides also to be under his supervision. Sandeep, could you just shed a light on what exactly he wants when he says that age group sides should
yeah,
also
so
be under
his quote was, like Myanmar, I think it was the example that he took who qualified for the Under-20 World Cup. The head coach of the national team kind of has a role like on top, like he's like the godfather role and everything goes through him, like all the methodology, all the philosophy, it comes with the same one right from, you know, under 14, under 16. I don't, like you said India doesn't have an under 14 team. So, but for the argument's sake, let's say under 14, 16, 17,
yeah.
19, whatever it is, and they go all the way up. So he wants something like that, which is a reasonable request, but you know, managers, you don't know how long they'll last.
Right.
But at least if, by this method, you will have some structure,
mm-hmm.
which is severely lacking in India.
Right. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's a good move.
Good move.
I hope Constantine gets the time to take care of the youngsters
mm-hmm.
and time in his coaching career as India. Because
see, that depends on how well the national team fares in this qualifiers. If India does not qualify for the Asian Cup, do you see Constantine staying back?
No, they have to qualify for the Asian Cup.
There's no
they are expected
about it.
To.
Yeah,
it's
no
an easy.
I have no idea.
No matter what.
You can't see, it's Indian football.
No.
He might be sacked tomorrow, he might leave day after, or somebody else, he might last for another 5 years.
Yeah, nothing else is going against his way now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless they lose to Myanmar, which can happen, I don't know. The Indian team is being very careful about the statements that they are giving to the press, saying
mm-hmm.
that they are very cautious. They know that Myanmar will come with all their might and everything, but they should be able to pull through. They are expected to pull through, given it's a very easy group.
And I think they will pull through. But if you look at Constantine's track record, last time he was in India, they did very well, or probably the best time they had. This time he has so far done a good job, and he's done, it'll take another team, national teams also to their highest ranking. So he's a proven commodity, so he should probably get this done.
Well, he's doing a few things right, like lining up friendlies, engaging the national team in matches. So just news coming in that India will be playing Lebanon in June, on 7th of June. This just comes just before their qualifier match against Kyrgyzstan, and then again in October, another FIFA friendly week where they play Palestine on October 2nd. This comes just before their match, the qualifier match against Macau. So guys, a good thing for the national team that the team is engaged on FIFA dates, which was a complaint raised by many during Wim Kowman's time as a national coach.
Yeah, now they're taking this stuff seriously, and it's a good move by the federation to arrange for these friendlies. And Constantine, as we know, has been pushing for a lot of FIFA friendlies, but it's strange that he missed the previous one. But now I don't think he will.
That could be
miss
a tactical
anything.
Move
right.
to miss that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we've spoken about it, how it
yes.
helped India. So the venue for these friendlies are not yet been decided, but what we hear is Lebanon will be an away match. Palestine is yet to be confirmed. So more on that in the coming episodes of Injury Time, guys. Moving back to the league structure in India, the club football in India. There's news coming in that the superstar of Bollywood, Shah Rukh Khan, is interested in investing in Mohun Bagan.
Yeah, this was expected. This was on the lines. There was talk of two teams from West Bengal.
Mm-hmm.
And one was expected to combine with the Atletico Kolkata franchisee.
Right.
And Bagan always maintained that since they are the superior
mm-hmm.
in terms of having won title recently, so they should get to have a separate team.
Mm-hmm.
And Shah Rukh Khan, with his experience in Kolkata Knight Riders in the IPL and also franchisee in West Indies, was
mm-hmm.
looking to invest more in this particular city, which many people are very fond of him. So it's a good move. I hope that something comes of it, because that will pave way for East Bengal to combine with Atletico, and then we actually won't have many problems with this merger.
Right. Do you see East Bengal going and merging along with Atletico de Kolkata?
No, I don't. But it doesn't. So at the moment, the last, someone in within East Bengal had spoken.
Shankar Lal Chakraborty.
Yeah, and he said we don't know as of anything. There's no merger plans or anything as of yet.
They want their separate identities.
Yeah, so
right.
It could be two teams in from Kolkata. Next ISL could be three teams from Kolkata.
Mm-hmm.
But then it comes, where do they play? Do they go to Siliguri and play?
Mm-hmm.
So or do they go somewhere else? And does the three teams play in different places? So doesn't that kind of break the...
Right.
That will
group?
Divide the fan base of ATK completely, because right now Atletico has
fans. Yeah, this is the argument
which
has come up. Does Atletico have fans or is it the football fans?
No, it's
probably the football
fans. Yeah, so Mohan Bagan and East Bengal fans.
Allegiance to either Mohan Bagan or East Bengal.
I mean, if you look at it in purely footballing terms, ATK should join with one of the two and not the other way around. But then again, you have image rights, the money that the owners have pulled in. So there is a lot of financial and other problems. So
ATK are in the league already. So the other team is expected to.
Yeah, so we have to kind of see what's there.
What happens?
If from what we hear, the third team will be Bangalore FC is also going to be joining. So there will be an 11-team league. For I think five month long league, I think.
Yeah, it's November to March.
Yeah, but I don't know if the league is ready to do this, to let go of their top three teams, although BFC doesn't look like that anymore. But so it's still a big team. You never know, they might come back in Federation Cup, do well in the FC Cup. So
But for BFC to be part of the AFC Cup next year, they have to finish top or second.
Top or finish, win the Federation Cup.
Yeah, but that's...
Or win the AFC Cup. So.
That's a very big gamble for them.
Yeah, but league is gone.
The only way out is to win either of the two cups. So from moving on from east to west, Mumbai FC has...
India's the best.
Finally sacked Santosh Kakar, isn't it?
Naveen, you seem to be very happy about this. So why don't you give your opinions?
One of the yellow brigades.
Not really. I'm a Mumbai guy, but not a big fan of Mumbai FC per se. Because when I started following football, I had a team like Mahindra United there. So I was a Mahindra fan. So and Mumbai never gave me that kind of...
Mumbai didn't sign him when he went and asked. They said we have better defenders.
And better coaches.
Yeah. So Naveen's dream was shattered. So now he's
in
podcasts and writing stuff. Being cruel to Santosh Kashyap in Mumbai.
So after Mahindra, I moved to Dempo and then I'm now in Bangalore. So guys.
Dempo is even player, just a fan.
I work for Dempo.
So now Kashyap is finally out.
Being sacked.
The snake has been let go or
sacked.
The fangs of the snake have been.
Finally. Yes, but I really think it's a bit too late.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. I think
Oscar Bruzon has taken over as the head coach.
I'm not sure if it's confirmed. The club hasn't confirmed, but that's
but
what
there are rumors going on.
Reminder that Oscar was part of
Mumbai City FC
when Nicholas Anelka was the head coach.
They had a fallout and then Bruzon had to leave. But before that, he had a sting in the I-League also.
He was in Sporting. And I remember watching his match against BFC in the first season for BFC three, four years ago.
Yeah. I remember you telling me it was a pretty
it was a very tactically planned, defensively very sound manager. So
right.
I think he can shore it up, but I don't think he can
save the team. Because like we discussed in the last episode, Mumbai are not fighting for relegation with DSK or Minerva or Chennai, the three teams just above them.
Churchill.
They're fighting with Churchill who are placed sixth and there's a huge
gap between
the two teams.
And Churchill looks like they're going to continue winning. So
fresh blood has been flown into Churchill Brothers with Dede Parera taking over that side.
Yeah, it's something with him and Goan clubs, it always works.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know how good a move this is for Oscar Bruzon, because if they do get relegated, it's going to be on his head and he's going to the I-League 2 or maybe League 3. We don't know what's happening.
How it works, but I really don't think Mumbai can pull it off now.
You said it's too late. I think they had to wait for the...
It's too late.
They had to wait for the international break to get rid of him. So, considering it's the international break now, that's why he's off.
I thought the claims he made against Mumbai fans were the tipping point.
Ah, that was just before the break anyway.
Mm-hmm. Just
things worked out.
Ludicrous.
Mumbai's
evolved. Yeah. Yes. I still don't see them surviving. I'm sorry, Mumbai Cup, but I just don't see them.
I don't see them either. You need not be sorry. That's a harsh reality that we have to live with now. So guys, I think that's all we have on this episode.
What about the under-17 team?
Oh, there are a few matches lined up for under-17, isn't it?
Yeah, they were supposed to play Mali, but
Mali being banned by FIFA
now.
They will be playing the Minerva Punjab FC's academy side that won the youth league.
Yeah.
Then they are out on an European tour.
They'll go to Portugal.
They're still planning that trip to Portugal and England.
Yeah.
So that was combined along with the Mali game. So things aren't sure there right now because Mali has been banned. So what is the replacement team for Mali?
No,
any idea?
Nothing.
As the time of recording, nothing.
So. No, Mali was supposed to come to India. The match was supposed to happen in Mumbai. In place of Mali, they are playing Minerva again in Mumbai.
Okay.
So the youth league winners will be playing the under 17 side. Then they go out on a European tour, and the teams are not yet decided. Only Portugal is a likely venue, given that Luis Dorcalde Matos is from Portugal.
Yeah.
So
and anyway, England is exiting from everything. So
can you pronounce that name properly so that we can understand?
That's his name.
No, say it properly like Indians say.
Okay, Luis Dorcalde Matos.
That
Luis?
Is not how the okay.
Dorcalde Matos.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay, whatever it may be, guys. But
Kimilion and Naveen is coming.
Okay. Before we close this episode, guys,
but I had an interesting find in Cambodia when I was looking to read up on Cambodia.
Ouch.
They have a writer called Ouch Sony.
Ouch.
Oh, Ouch Sony. I'm so interested. I mean, everything else is like secondary. I found a guy who's named Ouch Sony, and he's been, I think, the lead writer for
Cambodia
Daily, the newspaper. I'll be giving a taps on him.
Ouch. Guys, so before we close this episode, like always, your predictions for the Cambodia game first.
Oh, shit.
India will win.
That doesn't matter. By how much?
Two goals.
Yeah, 2-0.
2-0, okay.
I'm just saying two goals. They might concede, but by two goals.
Yes, I
feel 2-0.
I go by a 2-1 margin.
Okay.
The India will consider, I'm pretty sure they
in
will.
Case, in case we are wrong, do abuse us on Twitter so that we know you're listening.
Yeah, guys, we are on Twitter. You can follow all of us. Sandeep is Sandeep, your handle.
I'm the Menon.
He is the Menon.
I am the Menon.
He is Arvind, your handle.
ARVISUSI. Arvind Susi.
Yeah, that's the handle. I am Peter speaking. And Injury Time is also on Twitter. You can follow us on Injury Time India. And we are on Facebook, Injury Time again. We are on Audio Boom, we are on iTunes, Stitcher, Antune, and do follow us, listen in. And thanks a lot for tuning into this episode of Injury Time. Until we bring you the next episode with more on Indian football, have a great week and enjoy the game.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.